A reading from Matthew 6:25-27. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?
Jesus really cuts to the chase, but it's interesting that this passage is going to be part of, I think, three passages that are kind of interrelated. But this is kind of the word therefore is telling us that now he's summarizing, or he's concluding what he has already said before, and he's bringing it to a conclusion of a kind, isn't he?
Yeah, actually we're going to have 4 days now of the whole issue of whether we're going to worry or not, or trust. And what he's already set up now is that if you have two gods, if you're going to follow God and money, you're going to be conflicted, and it's going to put you in a state of anxiety. And now he puts, as you said, the therefore. Here comes some of the applications. You want to know why there's so much anxiety in your life? It's because you have multiple masters, and you're so concerned about your everyday need that you end up worrying yourself into a corner, into trouble.
What is worry? I mean, are there other words that sort of are more fundamental than worry?
Well, probably at the very core would be fear. And then out of fear, which we almost think of as debilitating in many ways, you could think of worry, anxiety, it's a negative of what we say trust. Will we trust God to be the one who is caring for us, or will we be our own? And if money is our God in the previous passage, we're never going to be secure because there's never going to be enough. But if God is the one that we're trusting, we can count on him to care for us.
A few days ago, we talked about taking a stock of who we are and what's going on, you know, kind of what do we treasure in our hearts, I think that's what we talked about. And we developed the idea that it's very hard to analyze where you're at with God. But I think one of the things that I'm taking away from this passage and what you just said about it and the fear and all of the other characteristics is if that is in your life and it's very strong, it's a sign to you that all of this worry you're creating has to be looked at by you to see why it's there when Jesus says it shouldn't be there at all.
Right. If there's an undercore value system that's being played out in the worry. And it could be things like, I'm not safe, I'm not protected, and if danger comes, I'm going to be in trouble. And when we resolve the issue of God being our God, and we come to a place of trust, the root issue that becomes the source of anxiety and worry is then taken away. And the manifestations out of that of stress and broken relationships and some of the over-responses we have to worry then are things that we can deal with.
The image I thought of in terms of trust and faith and action and not worry is the wonderful scene where David takes on Goliath. He's a man of total faith right then. He has no doubt that he's not in trouble. Everybody else thought he was a total goner. But his God was his fortress.